guys, they ended up cutting the lead all the way down to one. Can you just speak on what you saw in those last 3 minutes in order for you guys to hold on to the victory?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it over and over again. We go as our defense goes. And, you know, there was a stretch there where we just weren't getting it done defensively, giving them too many opportunities, catch and shoot threes, cuts to the basket. And then, you know, again, we decided to do what we do best, and that's guard. And when we do that, it triggers our offense, and it gave us an opportunity to create some separation.
At one point, as things kind of got tense, you were kind of sitting on the scorer's table, had your hands crossed, didn't seem too concerned. How comforting is it to have someone like Kay, who, you know, relishes those moments?
I mean, obviously, that's what, you know, superstars do, you know, and Cade is in that air of superstars. Like, he thrives in that moment. But I thought we had a bunch of guys down the stretch who've been proven that they can make plays for us. Dennis makes plays, Duncan, JD. Like, for JD and Stu to make their free throws down the stretch is huge. So we'll never be a one-man band. Cade, obviously, you know, is a stud and is a superstar. But he's uplifted by his teammates who help him in those moments also.
And then as far as Duncan, it seems like he's starting to be just meshing as well as possible, using his gravity to get other players open looks. What can you say about his performance?
Yeah, I mean, that's why he was brought here. And I feel like he's getting more comfortable, you know, taking more threes, you know what I mean? Like, not just the feet set threes, but, you know, you see him taking those off the move threes that help generate that gravity you're talking about. Now teams have to put two on the ball as he comes off, and he's a good passer where he makes that pass to the pocket. But you also see him attacking the basket, right? Teams are closing him out so heavy. You know, he's driving, getting to the basket, finishing, or making the right play.
Coach, would you mind sharing what led to the decision to bring Asar Thompson off the bench? And what did you see from his return as well?
I thought he was good. He was, you know, on a minutes restriction. So you're always trying to juggle, you know, those minutes with, you know, how you get him to play in the fourth quarter. And if you can eat up some early first quarter minutes with him on the bench, that pushes those minutes into the fourth quarter. So we were able to play him down the stretch. You know, he's a starter for us. And, you know, once we get him back to his, you know, full level or, you know, even more minutes, we'll be able to run him in longer stretches. And, you know, he'll be back in the starting lineup.
Coach, I'm sure you've seen the potential in practice, but has it been anything that you've learned about this team during this win streak?
I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, a willingness to do whatever it takes. You know, the ability not to fold and fragment when things get rough, you know, determination when things get the muddiest and get the stickiest. You know, they just know how to play through those moments and power through those moments. You know, they relish in the ability to dig down deep and go places that other people just don't want to go. And I think that's why we've had, you know, the run that we've had is because of their willingness to do just whatever it takes to get the win and be as nasty as we need to be.
JB, when you talk about Kay, he seems very comfortable in that role, franchise player, superstar. Can you just talk about his growth the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it's the position that you're put in when you're the number one pick isn't an easy position, right? The responsibilities that come with that, the hopes that come with that, the pressures that come with that, you know, and then the makeup of what's going on around you, because typically you're in that rebuild situation. So the thing that I would say about Kate has been, you know, most impressive is like his stick-to-itiveness through it all, right? Like, you know, he could have been pissed off. He could have been frustrated. He could have blamed everybody else. But never once did you hear him do that. The only thing he ever did was put his head down and go to work. And accept responsibility. You know, I don't know if I've coached a guy who has apologized or my bad and me and meant it more than Cade. You can coach him. You know, he wants to be great. And I think that's where you see his growth is because he's open-minded to, you know, what's in front of him and not just thinking about his own perspective. And then, I you know, again, I marvel at a guy that age that is able to handle his teammates the way that he does. You know, a guy who could very easily just separate himself from the group, but he never does. He's always the one pulling people together. He doesn't want to be treated any differently. You know, I say this all the time to people, like, he can eat without taking food off your plate. There's nothing better than that from your superstar. Appreciate y'all. Yeah.